A little over a year and a half ago, I was sitting at Maru Sushi with my family and a few friends celebrating my daughter's birthday. It was one of those perfect nights that you have here in East Nashville, where everything just kind of comes together. Just a few hours later, in the middle of the night, I received a phone call that a tornado had ripped through our community. The steeple of our church was sitting in the middle of 16th Avenue. Homes, families destroyed. Within a week, we heard that the first positive case of the coronavirus had been confirmed here in Middle Tennessee. Everything changed. A couple of months later, in May of 2020, George Floyd lost his life in Minneapolis, Minnesota, setting off a summer of civil tensions, like one I had never experienced, that led into an incredibly contentious election cycle. Since then, we have fought about pandemic protocols, vaccinations, masks, racial unity and reconciliation, political upheaval. Hundreds of thousands of Americans have lost their life. Nothing seems to be the same. With all of the tragedy and confusion that we as society have walked through over the past year and a half or more, perhaps the most far-reaching implications come from the fact that 2020 and now into 2021 seems to be hell-bent on dividing us. This podcast is an attempt to push back against that division. My name is David Hanna. I'm the pastor at the church at Lachlan Springs. We believe that every single person that you have come across, every single person you've seen on the sidewalk, every single person you have stood behind in the grocery store line, the person that cut you off in traffic, your kid's baseball coach, all of them were uniquely and intentionally knit together by the God of the universe and bear his image. We believe that we all carry experiences and stories that we can learn from. We want to celebrate the worth and the value of people, combat division through the unique stories that each of us carry. This is not something that I can do alone, which is why I am blessed to be able to walk alongside my good friend, Ronald Gooch. Gooch, I'm really excited about what we're going to get to do with this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too.
You and I have known each other for a long time, but I feel like it was that week of the tornado that put our relationship kind of in a greenhouse, grew it pretty quickly through the intense tragedy and really the celebration and beauty of seeing our community come together that week. Tell me what you remember about that week.
Man, you know, that week, I don't know that I'll ever forget that day, number one, number two, that week as a whole. And then let me be honest, number three, that was the greatest introduction I've ever gotten.
You like that?
That was good. That was real good. Smooth. But that week, man, was, you know, a lot of people were afraid and hurt and, you know, extremely sad. We had a couple losses. And so, you know, that's always devastating. When I got down, so I wasn't at home. I wasn't at my house. My house was on Russell. So I wasn't at home. And I got a phone call from my dad, Big Gooch. Mm-hmm. And of course, he's freaking out, like, answer the phone. And, you know, it had to be, I met him maybe at about 3:15 that morning at the Y on Gallatin Road. And we got in his truck and we were, 3:45, we were riding around down here. And of course, it's 3:45 in the morning, still dark. I've never in my life experienced that kind of dark.
I will never forget that night, certainly. I think I was here because of what happened to the church. I think I was here by 1:30 in the morning. And ironically, I don't know that I've ever experienced that kind of quiet. To sit amidst the destruction and nothing was moving.
Yeah. I mean, that was... In that moment, and we're riding through. If you saw me during that time, I was driving a big old white F-150, and it was still. It was the creepiest and most empty thing that I've ever felt in my life. And, you know, funny enough, Judy was with us too, so we went back to the Y and little did we know. We had no idea. We didn't know. Like, we knew it was a tornado. But we didn't know it was dark, right? What are we gonna see when the sun comes up? And we, along with you guys, ended up being two resource places for supplies and for things. And I hope Judy's listening to this because it's funny. And I tell people all the time, Judy's like, "Well, what should we do? What should we get out?" And we got out some YMCA t-shirts.
Hey, but that was the amazing thing about that week.
We had a stack of t-shirts.
The 24 hours that followed the tornado itself.
Yeah.
And then that next week, none of us knew what to do.
No.
But we all knew we had to do something. I can remember picking up, the first thing I did was pick up a branch and move it from the middle of the road into the church yard, which was ridiculous because there were trees down everywhere.
Everywhere.
Within hours, people were bringing t-shirts. People were bringing coffee. People were bringing food. People were bringing chainsaws. I will never forget about 6 o'clock in the morning with a bunch of us just hands raw because we didn't have any work gloves, just dragging as many trees as we could off the road. Suddenly, a flatbed truck shows up with some machinery to come in, backhoe, to start moving some of the bigger trees. And I asked the guys, are you from the government? Did somebody call you? And they said, no, we're just a landscaping company up in Gallatin. Yep. We saw what happened. We want to help. When they showed up, they were the first of a flood of volunteers that we saw over the next week. That tragedy created a greater sense of unity, maybe than I've ever experienced.
Absolutely.
And then it all changed.
Yep.
Here we are, 18, 19 months later, and I've never experienced division like we have now.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about that a lot over this last year and a half.
Yeah. One of the more revealing things about, not just East Nashville, North Nashville, and surrounding areas that experienced the same type of disaster, and then globally for us to go through a pandemic, and then, even more so within our nation to have racial unrest and, just some straight up injustice. We went from holding a stranger's hand to not being able to because,
right, sure.
People don't wash their hands. And then we kind of went to looking at people who weren't strangers, who were our family members or friends, looking at them a little sideways, like, are you really are who you say you are? And man, like you said, the last 18 months have been crazy. It's been crazy. And, I think our ability to be intentional about our conversations and be real about them with the people that we have them with. I know for me and my circle, and my block. It's right here. Have been good. Now, they have been some hard conversations.
Sure.
They have been some really revealing conversations. And one of the things that I've heard over and over, you don't know what you don't know. You really don't. I mean, I think that applies to our tornado tragedy.
Yeah.
That applied to COVID. That applied to George Floyd. That applied to all of it. Like, you don't know what you don't know. And, you know, our country, I don't want to talk about our country. Our neighborhood has seen so much change from a physical, a spiritual, religious, I mean, all of it.
Sure, yeah.
Culturally, for sure. And, you know, I think we're under the same agreement that things naturally happen that kind of force either division or force us to come together.
Yeah.
It has been, it's almost, man, we are almost toward the end of this year, you know, getting close. Man, and 18 months has been crazy.
So you and I, you talk about the conversations you've had with your family and on your block, and they're hard conversations, but they're good conversations. And what we learn from conversations like that is walking through anything like we as society have had to walk through over the last 18 months is almost impossible without some level of humanity and intimacy.
Yeah.
So our idea is not unique. It's not groundbreaking. This simple idea is we want to tell people's story, because here in East Nashville, it is such a small, intimate community. None of us are separated by more than 2 or 3 degrees at most.
Yeah.
There are people in this community that we all know, but we know their face. We may know their names. We don't know their stories.
Yeah.
This is not a podcast that we're going to solve problems.
No, not at all.
Because the reality is,
no.
I got a lot more questions than I have answers right now.
Absolutely.
But what we hope to do is elevate that humanity in all of us, is to elevate and celebrate people's stories and their experiences in an attempt to just bring us closer so that we can start those conversations that you're having on your block.
Yeah. I mean, and I think also too, you know, a big point of emphasis for the purpose of the podcast is we want to give, we always want to have fun, always. But we want to give a voice to some people that, like you said, we just see them.
Yeah.
And they're consistent. And for the most part, some of us are, some of us aren't, and that's okay. But for the people that are consistent, that serve our community at a very high level, really well, and, you know, one of the things, and I've been learning more, just evolving as a father, as a son, you know, services, the word serve is, it's one of those words where you kind of take it how you want to take it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all serve in some capacity to the greater good, and you can be out front serving. You can be the face, you can be in the back, you can be right in the middle, wherever, you know. We all have a purpose. And that in essence, in addition to learning more about our neighbors, obviously, but also too, just to recognize that everybody and elevate everybody's level of service, because everybody's serving in some sort of way. And so this isn't to exclude anybody.
No, gosh. Just the opposite. Hopefully it's to include everybody.
Hopefully it's to include everybody. I mean, yeah. And there are, I don't know how many people are in East Nashville. I'm not going to make up a number. It'd be wrong.
Last I saw, there's like 60,000.
There you go.
Depending on how you
map it out.
Actually map it out. But there's a bunch.
We're not going to interview everybody.
I think when we first started this, Gooch, the idea was, and you're going to hear some of that. We've already. I'm really excited about some of the stuff that we've got that we're going to be able to release this fall. But I think the idea was getting to talk to East Nashvillians and talking to them a lot about what they love about East Nashville, what they don't like about East Nashville, the changes they've seen, the good and the bad. And we get to do that some. But really, it's turned into something a little bit different, which is simply just letting people tell their own stories.
Absolutely.
Which I love. And I'm so excited that we get the opportunity to do that. People from different walks of life, different socioeconomic statuses, different races, some that have been in East Nashville for 4 decades, some that have been in East Nashville for just a few years, all of which have a different perspective and a different story and different experiences, all of which add something to my life and hopefully add something to everybody else's life as well if we allow them to do so.
Absolutely. As casual as we are, and we walk the streets, there have been days where I've seen it raining outside. People are walking their dog. Ridiculous.
Well, you got to walk. Gooch, dogs have to go out. You know that's the way it works, right?
I hear you. But they're
do you not have any dogs?
No. No, I'm good. And to you dog lovers, I love your dog. Your dog. That's your dog.
You gotta walk.
But yeah, I guess so. But you know, people, we are constantly in motion. And I think, like you said, we are so in motion sometimes that we don't take time to, we say hey.
Yeah.
But do we really say hey? Like, hey, how are you doing? That was one of those things. I will tell you, during the week and weeks after the tornado, working at the Y, you know, working at the front desk, I mean, you see people and they come in and it's like, hey, how's it going? And that was one of those things where we kind of told our team, like, you might want to back off that question.
Yeah.
Because it's so casual. It's so casual to say, hey, how's it going? How's your day going?
You back off the question unless you want a real answer.
Yeah, man.
Because it's time to get real.
Yeah, and that's what this podcast is.
Yeah. So when my wife and I, native Nashvillian, but I grew up on the west side.
West side.
Out of town, out of the country for quite a while. Moved back to Nashville to East about 4 years ago. When we moved back, we desperately wanted to be in this community in Lachlan Springs. Not just because it's Lachlan Springs, the thing that drew us to this community was every house has a front porch.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to be a part of a front porch community. You talk about these people that are out in the rain walking their dogs. I want to be the guy sitting on my front porch with a cup of coffee in the mornings, waving at my neighbors as they walk their dogs in the rain. I love that idea.
Absolutely.
The place that we ended up finding a house over towards the Rosebank community. We live on a incredible little dead end street. Literally not one house on our street has a front porch, but we determined the day we moved in, we wanted to make this a front porch neighborhood. We're not going to be a back deck neighborhood where everybody kind of sequesters themselves around the grill and in their privacy fence, but we're going to spend our time out front where our neighbors are. Because East Nashville is, I feel like, by its very nature, a front porch community. And I want this podcast to be a part of that, to where when we see the people that we're interviewing, when you hear their stories, you feel a level of intimacy. You can have conversations. You can wave at people. We're going to elevate that idea of being a front porch community. Because I think at its heart, that's what East Nashville is. And that's what's going to bring us together amidst pandemics and racial tensions and political upheaval. And I can go down the list of all of the things that are tearing us apart right now. Mm-hmm. It's this face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball intimacy and living in a front porch community that's going to let us do that.
Absolutely. You know, some people don't like that kind of one-on-one.
Well, I understand that. And it's vulnerable. Like, it really is. There's a level of vulnerability that's scary.
You know, you and I talked about it. Even it was last year, 2020, when we did our racial reconciliation conversation, which was fantastic. If you didn't catch it, you should have caught it.
We can do it again.
We can ramp that up.
I don't feel like we fixed the issue yet. There's still probably a couple conversations that need to be had.
But those were conversations of the unknowing.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
So and they were helpful. They were fruitful in ways that, you know, I hope that people walked out with information and just understanding viewpoints.
Yeah.
You know, understanding where people come from. And, you know, you don't always have to agree, right?
No, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, it's okay. As a matter of fact, I'm a big believer that regularly we need to be engaging with people that have different experiences and different perceptions and different ideas and different thoughts. And we need to engage with them thoughtfully and lovingly and open-mindedly. Is that even a word? Yeah, it is now. It is now. But as scary as it is to be vulnerable, what the Bible teaches me, and I know not everybody recognizes the Bible as any sort of authority, and that's okay. That's not what this is about. But it's an authority in my life, and what it teaches me is that God created us to know and to be known.
Absolutely.
To see and be seen. And I really believe that every single one of us has a desperate desire for intimate connection with someone.
Yeah.
Not with everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, but all of us are created to be known. And hopefully, elevating some of these stories and celebrating experiences, varied experiences in our incredibly diverse and dynamic community mm-hmm. can be a part of the process of helping people to be known and to be seen.
Yeah. I mean, I think one of the beautiful things that I've experienced definitely being connected and partnered with this church family, with your family and with East Nashville is that one thing that I try to do more than anything is remember somebody's name, because I don't think we understand sometimes where people are in their journey throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And we get so caught up again in the business and the, you know, we're doing our routine. We're walking our dog in the rain. Like we're doing our thing. All right. Yeah. Right. And we never stop. Like it's always, hey, can you do this? Hey, can you do that? Like, you know, talking about being seen and unseen. I've battled with it, and I know people who have battled with the anxiety and the depression of, you know, just feeling like a routine person and just feeling like just a moving part of a bigger operation and not feeling that value. And I think, you know, obviously what quarantine did was make us slow down a good bit. The authenticity of having to have relationships and conversations and building trust with people was there. We're out of it a little bit, but I just, you know, I want us to continue. I would like for us to continue. I've been working on my words, man.
You're doing great, man. I believe in you, Gooch.
I have to, because I have kids. And I think, you know, one of the more important things mm-hmm. as a parent is that we choose our words.
Yeah.
In a way that we want them reciprocated.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the actions of our children and people around us. I don't want anybody telling me what they think I should do. Mm. I'm not going to tell you what I think you should do. What I would love for us to do is to take time.
Yeah.
Because you don't know where somebody is in their journey. You don't. I mean, every day you wake up and you see somebody and it's like, oh, hey, how's it going? You know, they're smiling. But like, again, it's that question.
Yeah.
How you doing today? And it's not, oh, I'm good. Like, let's keep it moving. Let's keep it going. No. I got time.
Yep.
How are you? Talk to me.
Yeah, it's amazing how we ask that question and we don't want an answer.
No, I think it's routine.
It is.
It's just so easy to do it. And you know, I am blessed beyond all measures that my people, you know, my family, you know, my dad knows. Like, my dad calls me every day. And he knows. And he'll pick up the phone and, you know, the first thing he says, and so now everybody listening, you know my name. It is Ronald.
But we're not allowed to call you that.
No, it's Gooch. And my middle name is Eugene. So every time my dad—
Definitely not allowed to call you
that. Definitely not allowed to do that. And my dad calls every day, and the first thing he says is Eugene. That's how I know he's good. And what I say back to him is, hey, what's up, Pop? And that's how he knows I'm good. And if it's not that, then we're not good. You know, those are sure. those are signals, right? Yeah. And in our daily walks in life with our people, you know, when you have a spouse, you have a children, you can recognize those signs. What about your friends, man?
Yeah.
Like, what about the people that you see at the ballpark or at LT or wherever? And it's just like, oh, hey. And the conversation flows. And do you dig deeper? Do you take that opportunity? Yeah. Do you take that time? Do you care? And again, it's about service. Like, what purpose do you serve in somebody's daily routine? You know, and knowing that about how great you could be in being that person, what purpose do you serve to yourself as well, too, to start saying no and to take time so that you don't have like a mental breakdown
yeah.
and go crazy?
Well, you know? And you're right. We're all on different parts of this journey, and each journey is unique, and that's one of the things we want to celebrate. And as we walk those journeys, our unique stories and unique experiences, we're not meant to walk them alone. We're meant to walk them in community. My story is mine, but I'm not meant to live that out yeah. in a vacuum. And that is a part of what we want to do here. This is the way it's going to work. Beginning next Wednesday, we're going to release one episode, one conversation, one story every other week throughout the fall. We don't know exactly how this is all going to unfold, but I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I'm excited to be on this journey with our community in East Nashville. It really is an honor and a blessing to live in this community. The diversity, as dynamic as it is, the socioeconomic differences, the varied stories and experiences and backgrounds and thoughts and ideas demand to be celebrated. And Gooch, if you and I can be a tiny part at celebrating those stories, then I'm excited that we get the opportunity to do so.
Yeah, no, I think we're doing a great job, you know.
I think we're doing a great
job.
Like doing
a fantastic job. You know, and it is, let me tell you this much. Let me tell you this. I, and David, you do it to me all the time. Is, you know, learn how to say no, slow yourself down. You can't do everything, all of that.
But you don't like to be told what to do, so you never listen to me.
I never listen to you. However, I have started. But understand, like, you know, when I talk about choosing words, man, I think there are stories out there that obviously will just unravel, and you'll, as you listen, you'll be like, wow. And then there's some stories we may not get to, and that's okay, but here's what I would like to charge our community with, the listeners, the people that you just, hey, how's it going? Good. If you get that same conversation every time, begin to dig a little bit deeper, because again, there are things, can we be problem solvers? No. Can we, you know, fix everything for everybody? Serve. And when you talk about service and what serve, and you never know how much that means to somebody when you have that conversation. Mm. You don't, I don't think, and I'm speaking from a personal perspective because, and I will say, I mean, for those of you who are listening who don't know who I am.
There are people that don't know who you are?
Probably. And that's a doggone shame. No, I'm joking. But, you know, we're busy. We're leaders. We're out in front of our respective organizations and in our communities. And so we have people that follow. And as leaders, and I'll say this much, everybody's a leader. We sometimes don't get asked, like, hey, what's really going on?
Yeah.
Like, hey, how are you doing? You know, because we're providers. We're the resource. We're the source, man. Of course we're smiling. Everything's got to be good. And to have people in your corner who want nothing but to just say, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. It really makes a difference. I mean, you know, one of the things that and I love my parents, both of my parents, Kim and Ronald, they are East Nashvillians for life. We've been here, our family's been here maybe in East Nashville, maybe 80 years, man. And, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm their only kid, you know, 31. I've got my whole deal going on. I got my kids. My mom still texts me. She'll text me and just say, good job. Mm. And all the other stuff, like, let me tell you this much, East Nashville, I love you a lot, but that pat on the back is different for me.
Yeah.
And because I know it's authentic.
Sure.
It's real. It's my mom.
Yep.
Not to say that nobody else can affect me like my mom, but it's real.
But not everybody has a parent.
Yeah, absolutely.
A spouse.
Yeah.
A partner that can look them in the eye and say, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, good job. Yeah.
And we need that. We need it.
We have to. And that's what I hope we create here, is that when we tell these stories, you know, not that it's like, oh, I'm going to walk up to this person and, you know, recite their whole life story back to them.
Yep.
Find something you connect with.
Love it. I'm excited to get to walk this journey with you.
Yes, sir.
Ronald Gooch.
Yes, me.
Once again, David Hanna. We're sitting in the room with producer Sammy Koken.
Yeah,
on the ones and twos.
Ones and twos, baby. Right.
In East Nashville over the next few months, we're excited to introduce you to some of your neighbors.